Scientists in Tasmania have tested a new underwater robot they say will allow them to accurately predict climate change. The Ocean Glider has been diving to depths of up to 1 kilometre below the surface of Tasmania's east coast. The remote-controlled robot has been out at sea for 2 months, travelling 1,500 kilometres as it measured temperature and salinity, and the information it's gathered could predict how global warming will change the ocean. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
The robot is new to Australia and scientists are still learning how to use it. The glider was sent on its maiden voyage on Tasmania's east coast 2 months ago by CSIRO oceanographer Ken Ridgway.
The glider is worth probably about $200,000. So it is fairly nerve-wracking exercise to send it off, hoping that we'll come back. And I have to say that when we did retrieve it, we really pushed it a bit to the limit, and the batteries were right down. So when I saw it, the antenna sticking up out of the water, I was very excited, I can tell you.
The information collected by the glider will be used by a federally funded climate research institute called the Integrated Marine Observing System, or IMOS. Professor Gary Myers is from IMOS.
Probably the main reason the glider is important is because it's cost effective. You go to the shore, you go out in a small boat, you put it in the water, it goes out. The old way of doing that is go out on a boat with a crew, and it might cost, depending on the size of the boat, anywhere from $10,000 a day to $50,000 a day. So this is just much more economical.
The robot will be sent back to sea next week. At the moment, it's being stored at the CSIRO Marine Lab in Hobart. The Ocean Glider looks like a big purple scuba tank with black wings.
It weighs about 50 kilograms. It has a fiberglass shell. The information is collected with several sensors. So we have here in the middle a temperature conductivity sensor.
In the 2 months it spent at sea, the glider travelled 1,500 kilometres as it rode the East Australian Current. The robot can't move fast. Its top speed is 25 centimetres per second, but it can change direction. A GPS antenna system on top of the glider allows scientists to get data the robot collects and control where it goes.
The actual control of it is done from Perth, from an operator in Perth, but obviously we're in constant communication. When we did deploy it, it immediately went southwards. We were hoping it would go eastwards, but it went straight towards the south because the currents were strong, actually stronger than we expected. So that was immediately a new piece of information that we didn't realise the currents would be so strong.
Professor Gary Myers says the data collected by the underwater robot will be used to accurately predict climate change.
In the long term, you can't get a climate model, a model of climate change decades into the future, right, unless you get that behavior of the ocean right. So we're collecting the data that can validate those models and improve those models.
The ocean surrounding Tasmania won't be the only one monitored by the robotic glider. 8 robots have been bought and will be used around the country.
That's Felicity Ogilvie.